have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It is Friday. Friday already. Friday again. Isn't that amazing? And for some people, it's the end of the work week. But for others, it is not. It is not. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. My biblical question. Are you doing greater works than Christ? Are you doing greater works than Christ? Is you doing greater works than Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And some of you are busy doing whatever it is that you're doing. No matter where you are in this world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So no matter what you're doing, you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it, but you can also listen to it on your iPhone, iPad, no matter what you're doing. Robbing an NFL player's homes, burglarizing the homes and selling their stuff out there in the streets, or taking it back to your country and selling it. Whatever. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, Friday is for those who might be new, and there are new listeners all the time. Friday is get it off your chest day. It's like, get it off your chest. And so, whatever's on your mind. And Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Starting in a Venezuelan prison, the TBI says Tren de Aragua is now operating in major U.S. cities, including right here in Tennessee.
This is fine.
And close friends of fallen CPD officer Enrique Martinez. Martinez's family says the mayor's policy placed Martinez in harm's way.
This is fine.
Meet AI Jesus. Jesus's likeness appears on screen, dispensing words of comfort, joy, and faith.
This is a good thing.
Backlash at Capitol Hill to a new policy banning transgender women from congressional bathrooms.
This comes just weeks after the first transgender member of Congress was elected.
This is fine.
Basket for that rebound.
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up.
No, I'm up.
This is not okay.
What a mess! What a mess. Last night, we had the women's forum every third Thursday night of the month, unless I'm not available to do it. But last night we did, and it was beyond interesting. It was beyond interesting. We don't record those meetings with no videos, no audio, or anything like that. And so the ladies, as well as the guys, were able to just kind of open up. And it was interesting. The one thing that I can and do want to mention, and I've heard this a lot now, is in counseling, and I counsel with men and women around the world. And the one thing that the ladies are saying is that their boyfriend, husbands are misunderstanding obey. When I say that wives obey your husbands, the guys are taking it in a raw way, and they really are. And what I notice is the guys who think they understand the message of working on yourself, of ladies obeying their husbands, these guys are lost. And in their intellectual mind, they think that they are making their wives obey by being beta males, in that there are wives who have children, and they stay at home with the children. And when the husband gets home from work, he doesn't want to do anything to help her with the child. She can say, well, you know, I got to go shower. Can you just wipe over the baby while I go shower? They don't want to do that. Oh, no. And they don't want to do anything. And they don't want to help with anything once they get home. That's not what obey means at all, ladies. And don't obey a man like that. That's intellectual. That's ego. And it has nothing to do with love or insight. None at all. A man is not supposed to be deliberately trying to control a woman or himself. If you're not supposed to be trying to control yourself, what makes you think you're supposed to be trying to control someone else? And I have heard some horror stories, interesting stories, about what these men are making these women do. Because they think they got the idea of obey, and they impose these, and the women don't understand. It's interesting, too. Look like some things the women would understand, that that doesn't mean obey. That's not what obey is. You're not supposed to obey a man when he's wrong, ladies, or when he's been intellectual, when he refused to function at home, and just telling you what to do. You're dealing with a weak, mama's boy, lost, pathetic man. Really. And he's getting a thrill out of controlling you, not because he's doing what's right. He doesn't even think he's doing right either, believe me. He's getting a thrill out of that control. So, ladies, what I'm suggesting that you do, and do what you want, you work on you, quietly work on you to overcome the false self, right? The ego self. And you obey your husband by not resenting your husband. don't be angry at him or anyone, really, yourself or anyone. But obey me, don't resent him, and you will see by the Spirit of the Father, God, you will see the right thing to do. Really, you will see the right thing to do. And when he comes in and tries to control you and push you around like that, you won't do it. But you won't be angry. All right? So it just means don't resent your husband. You're not supposed to let some blind husband who pretend like he's doing the silent prayer, he's working on himself, leave you down, lead you down the path of destruction. That's not love. It's not the way of God. And it's not what you're supposed to be doing, ladies. So don't be angry so you can see when to say yes and no. And don't argue with him at all, period. That's how you operate with it. You let the Spirit of God guide you, ladies. The man is not supposed to be treated that way because he pretends he's working on himself. He's lost. All right? I've heard some of them, and I'm a little surprised that the ladies say obey mean crazy stuff. But I guess, well, not I guess, that's what the ego does to you, though. It makes you, if you're in your mind, in thoughts, it makes you think bad things, wrong thing. It makes you, it won't let you see the right way to go. Come out of your imagination, ladies. You having children for your husband, you stay at home and being a wife and a mother, you are working all day long with the child or children. And when the husband get home, the least he can do is give you a break, let you go to the bathroom, let you take a break. Because his job ends at 5 o'clock. Your job ends at 9 or 10 o'clock at night when you're about to go to bed. He can help you. He's supposed to help with the kids. He's supposed to see what's going on with the kids, watch over the kids, pay attention. You know what I mean? So, ladies, don't be angry at them when they're lost like that, even if they pretend they are working on themselves, right? But do not do crazy things. And do not be afraid not to do crazy things. If he doesn't want to be with you, bye. Just tell him bye, okay? And you continue to work on yourself. Your love will come from God because that is not love. All right? Don't be afraid of losing him. You must seek the kingdom of God in his right way, along with nothing else, nobody else, or anything else, and you'll be fine. It's crazy some of the stories I'm hearing that these guys are doing all under the umbrella. They're working on themselves. You're supposed to obey me. No, you don't. Not like that. If a man is trying to make you obey him, he's wrong. And if you're obeying him because you're afraid to lose him or you misunderstand what obey me, then you're wrong. So do the silent prayer, forgive, and work on yourself, ladies. You'll be fine. Amazing meeting last night. A spiritual battle. This is why you must die. That false self, that illusionary self, the not you, must go all the way up to Calvary and die on the cross. And then life will come, will become apparent to you. You shall live. But if you don't die this illusionary death, you're going to always be deceived by your imagination, by thoughts. Really. But when you die from this false self, you cannot be deceived. And you shall have life. It was an amazing women's forum last night. It came in with a bang at the beginning of the year, and it's going out with a bang. And ladies, be careful not to, a lot of you are working on yourself, and then you go along with it for a while, and you let the spirit of evil talk you out of it. Oh, I say, oh, go over to this church, or go this way, or go this place, and you start working on yourself. And when you go backwards, the darkness of life is double trouble than what it was when you first left. If you're not ready to take this journey all the way to the end, don't even start it. Just stay in the misery that you're in, because if you get a little light and you decide to turn against it, you're going back into darkness, and may God have mercy on your soul. So it's best not to start working on yourself if you're not, men and women, if you're not willing to see it through the end, if you're not willing to carry the cross, though it might be heavy, and it is, even for Jesus Christ. Remember how the cross was so heavy? And he was walking through the streets, and it was just so heavy. And he was like, Lord, have mercy. This cross is too heavy to bear. What the? And then some guy standing on the side there helped him. Helped him carry the cross all the way up to Calvary. Well, when that cross gets so heavy for you, well, it feels like it just, this is too much. How long will this last? This is too much. Instead of complaining like that, ask Jesus to help you carry this cross, and he will. He's with you. He's like, Jesus, help me with this. This is too much to handle. And he'll help you carry the cross all the way up to Calvary. But don't give up. You got to see this through the end. Oh, and if you're along the way, along the way, if you lose everybody, if you lose your husband, your children, your daddy, your mama, your so-called friends, your reputation, your whatever, you let it happen. Let it happen. Whatever needs to happen to the false self, to the ego, let it happen. Don't protect it. Let it happen. Don't cry about it. Don't fear losing it. You're losing a false life. And you shall have life. In order for life to proceed, to come, you must have death. Then you shall have life. A false self must die. And you are connected with that false self to a depth that you don't even realize yet. Really. You so identify with this false self that you wouldn't know the light if it came and smacked you in the face and said, I am the light. I'm here to help you. But if you stay with it, you're going to see how identified you are with the false self. And reading the Bible and quoting the scripture and intellectually thinking that you understand it ain't going to do it. And waiting on Jesus to come, waiting for an end time, waiting for the revelation, if you're waiting for that, you're waiting in hell, because it's already done. It's over. It's completed. Everything is done. All you have to do is live from within. And there are many Christians waiting for, they're all into the end time. What the? Because they're intellectually reading the Bible, and Satan is interpreting the Bible for them, and then they have their false preachers interpret the Bible too, the devil. And they think intellectually knowing all this stuff is knowing God and knowing what's going to happen, and they don't. You hear this on Bible Thumper Thursday? The Bible Thumpers are just lost. And they're miserable. They cry at night. But yet, Satan, because they consult with the devil in their imagination, Satan is convincing them that, oh, that's right, you're right. if you want to know God and his son, you got to stop thinking about them. You got to let go of all your little fake morality. You don't have any morality. The more you think you have, look at how evil you are, how judgmental you are. But you think you're a moral person. You listen to the devil. A moral person with true morality, and you don't know who that is, it would be impossible to judge ever in thought, in seeing, in words, in gestures, rolling your eyes and carrying on, or in emotions. And if you're not at that point, your moral, your Christian morals are not morals. You're intellectual, and Satan is your God. You got to let everything go, including your intellect. You're never going to know God as long as you're thinking about him. You might as well hang it up. As long as you think about God or think about Jesus, you never know him. Thinking about God is not knowing God. Thinking about Jesus is not knowing Jesus. You're one with Satan, and you're calling it Jesus. What a sad way to live. When God said, and Christ reminded you, to bring every thought, every imagination in captivity, he meant every one of them, even the ones where you read the Bible, hold on to the words, and think you know God. He meant that too. And then the Christians have the Holy Spirit so screwed up, I don't know what to say about that. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. God sent you a teacher. And this teacher would teach you all things. But now you call him God. The Christians are calling the Holy Spirit God. And you don't, excuse me, you don't see that something wrong with that? If he were going to send you God, he would have said, I'm going to send you me and I'm going to teach you. But he sent you a teacher, and he said, let no man teach you. And you call it God, and the devil is still teaching you. And for someone to remind you that, no, it's not God, it's your teacher, you'll go off. Because your God, Satan, doesn't want you to see that you're wrong and what's going on. But do what you want. But ladies, obey doesn't mean what these men are doing to you. So drop your anger. Stay present. And you will see. No one will have to tell you to obey. The Spirit of the Father will cause you to, in the right way and with the right things. Anyway, did you hear? Matt Gaetz withdrew from the AG consideration. Isn't that amazing? And when this happened, now, I don't know what Matt would have done once he got in there. It sounded like he would have been an amazing attorney general. But the Democrats and the right-o Republicans have given you a profound example of how they're going to fight and do all they can to stop Trump from succeeding in making America great again. They had like four or five rhino Republicans, including that Mitch, what's that man's name? Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, Mitch McConnell.
McConnell. and two old stupid women and a couple weak beta males who are like totally no to Matt and join forces with the Democrat. The Democrats never work with the Republicans. But these people hate Trump. They have the same mindset as the Democratic Party representative. They want to control you. And they don't want to make America great again. So they joined forces with the Democrat to make it clear they were not going to confirm Matt Gaetz. So according to KVUE, Matt Gaetz, one of President-elect Donald Trump's staunch supporters, announced on Thursday, November 21st, that he was withdrawing his name from consideration to be Trump's attorney general. Watch this.
One day after launching a full court lobbying effort to become the next attorney general of the United States,
it was a great day.
Former Congressman Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration, saying his confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to President-elect Trump's transition. The announcement came just days after an attorney for two women told ABC News his clients told the House Ethics Committee Gaetz paid them for sex on multiple occasions starting in 2017. Gaetz denies all wrongdoing. A separate DOJ investigation ended with no criminal charges.
Amazing, huh? The real men of Trump team, if they have to be confirmed, it's going to be a battle. You have Democrats who are saying that they're not going to even work with Trump to deport the illegal aliens. Even in Chicago, the mayor of Chicago, so-called black man who's supposed to love the black people and one of the blackest cities you ought to see, is supporting the illegal aliens over the blacks. And the blacks are like, we don't like you. We're going to vote for Trump. He doesn't care. He made it clear he's not going to work with Trump. He's going to work against him to deport illegal aliens. And that's how they're going to do it, this fight for Trump picks his people for his team. Amazing, huh? Matt, I believe, would have done an amazing job. That's why the Democrats didn't want him in there. Because they know he was going to do the job, or they believe he will. And now they pick a woman attorney general. Trump did. Women were not created to lead. They were not created to lead. And I don't care how you can call them strong if you want. The only reason you call them strong is because you're weak. Women are not strong. And when women return to the father, they don't even want to lead. It's not in their ego nature to try to lead anybody. It's not in their nature. So he picked some female by the name of Pam Bundy. To be the attorney general. And they're like, oh, she's so strong. Apparently she was the attorney general or something down in Florida. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be a bumpy ride the next 4 years. And they're already saying that a war is breaking out in over there in Ukraine and Russia because our country gave Ukraine permission to attack Russia over in their own hometown using American bombs. Isn't that amazing? They're trying to make it very, very, now very difficult to make America great again. Now you see that your government is not your friend. They don't love you. 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. Quick break. Open line Friday. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. I encourage you, welcome back, 888-775-3773. I encourage you to do what you want, but put a little space between you and the government, Trump, the media, your friends, your family members. Anyway, have a little space there so you can see what's going on with you and with them. All right? And you can see what's going on. And you're going to see a glimpse of the depths of how evil human beings are, human nature is. And that's the nature you got to die from if you want real love. Human beings are evil. And then government and the media and the entertainment world is acting it out on a stage right before you, and you don't see it. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up. Busy day today. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I think, but I'm not sure, he has a guest. I may be off. At what? Krishan the Don. Yeah, so he does have a guest. I remember him mentioning that yesterday, I think. I'm black and slow, so not him, it's me. Krishan the Don from Misfit Nation. Misfit Nation. All right? And then at 12 today, Pacific time, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, and it's a doozy. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
And so do you have perfect peace now?
My peace is in Jesus, and I can ask to receive his peace and not feeding myself with the fear of what's not yet happened. I also want to know God, not just know about God.
And so were women created to be leaders or to follow?
I can't answer that question.
Is abortion right or wrong?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Did you vote for the great white hope?
I'm not going to answer that question.
What a mess! Well, why did you come on? You're not going to answer any questions. That was Annie Mayfield. And she is a Generation Z Christian, author, and entrepreneur at 12 o'clock today. You can donate right there on support the Fallen State, right there on thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com in the description there, all right? And at 4 p.m., the one, the only genius on this side of West L.A., the American Anchor Baby, at 4 p.m. Pacific time, on fire. All right, so a busy day today. Let me go to the busy phone and get it off your chest. Let me go to Canada and talk to first-time caller Colin. Or Colin.
Hello?
Is it Colin?
It's Colin.
Colin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Good, good. I just wanted to answer the biblical question, and I had a question about vaping.
Why are you doing, are you doing greater works than Christ?
No, I'm not.
And how do you know you're not, and why not?
Because I just, Jesus was, a really good person, and, when I look at myself, I'm not a good person, you know?
And when you say you're not a good person, how do you know you're not a good person?
Just, the things I do on a daily basis, I judge, you know, or, I don't know, I'll swear, too, sometimes. I don't think he was swearing. Jesus, I don't think he was swearing, so...
And when you say you judge, who are you?
I don't know. I don't know who I am. It's a hard question. I guess I'd be I'm nobody. I'm not sure.
And so, if you're nobody, how are you able to judge? If you're nobody, or who are you being hard on? You say you're hard on yourself or something like that. Who are you being hard on if you're nobody?
I mean, I guess nobody if I'm nobody, right?
What do you mean by that?
Well, me as just a person, and I'm judging someone, but the person who's judging is not me. So, I guess it's nobody.
What do you mean by that?
The ego I have is judging people. And, so it's not me, I guess.
Amazing. Well, thank you for responding to the biblical question. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And you said you had another follow-up question.
Yeah, I was about vaping. I'd quit vaping before, 6 months ago, and then I got back on it now. I started vaping again. I was just wondering, how do I, overcome vaping? How do I get rid of that, device?
By overcoming the cause of your vaping. Vaping is not the problem. You're trying to escape your inner conflict. That's the problem. You're using vape. You're vaping to stay unconscious because you don't want to face the hell that's happening inside of you. Aren't you ready to face it so you can die from it?
So I have to face it? How do I face it?
By being aware of it and just watch it. Instead of going unconscious and not seeing what's going on inside of you.
And how do you stay conscious when you're vaping or you're doing something like that?
You do the silent prayer and you practice all day being present rather than lost in your imagination, thinking about the past or future, what you've done or not done, who you are, who you're not. You just stay present, and present the spirit of the Father will cause you to overcome that fallen state.
Because I know you said it's not you who takes it away; it's God who takes away all your all the hell that's inside of you.
Yeah.
So, I just have to wait. I just have to stay conscious and just wait. Until it's taken away, I can't do anything about it?
There's nothing you can do about it. If there is something you can do about it, you will already let it go and not reach out to anything else to save you.
Right, right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
And when you went to her?
Yeah, I went to her, yeah.
And what did she say when you apologized for resenting her?
I mean, she didn't really care. She was like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't get why you're doing it, but it's whatever. Like, my brother did it too. She got freaking angry at him. I don't know why not at me, but I guess it's because I'm younger.
She got angry at your brother for forgiving her, saying, I'm sorry for resenting you?
Yeah. Yeah. Not me, though. She didn't care about me. I don't know.
And when you ask your father, why did he protect you from her? What did he say?
I mean, he was too confused. He didn't really understand. So I just left it at that.
And so are you doing a silent prayer morning and night?
Yeah, every day, every night.
Well, just stay with it and try not to do the vaping thing. But let's say that the urge is so strong and you feel like you just gotta have it, right? Be aware of yourself doing it. Don't go unconscious. It's like eating food. If you be aware of yourself, going to the wherever the vaping pipe is, picking it up, lighting it up, be aware of it. It's like when you're eating food, you overcome food by being aware why you're eating the food and don't go unconscious. Don't be seduced by the food. You can overcome. So just be aware of it, and you will. It will be taken away from you. But don't judge. Don't be mad at yourself. Don't fight against it. Just be aware of it.
And I guess there's no timeline for that, right?
Yeah, don't even worry about the timeline. You must be willing to go all the way to Calvary and die on the cross. So don't worry about the time, no matter how heavy it is, how long it takes to get from the bottom of the hill to the top of the hill. You go all the way. Don't worry about that. Don't say how long it takes or why me or anything.
Okay, yeah. It's a long walk, I guess.
It is. And you'll be willing to get on the straight and narrow path and let this old nature, this false nature, die in you. And when that die, as it did with Christ, you will have life.
That's amazing, man.
You will, but you got to go all the way through it. And the cross is going to get heavy. But don't worry. Christ is like along the roadway. He's watching you going up the road, carrying his heavy cross. He's watching you sweating and trying to make it happen. He's watching how some of the people are watching it and they're wishing you well. Other people are happy that you're suffering. And Christ will help you with the cross. Don't worry.
Is the cross the ego?
Yes. The cross is the false self, the imagination, and the emotions. That is the cross you must carry and die from it. That's what Christ did.
And when I do the silent prayer, like, I go, like, super unconscious sometimes. Like, I'm just, like, it's like I'm not even sitting and just doing it. It's like I'm just in my head, like, should I try to go back to being conscious? Or
yes,
just,
when you
like,
realize you're lost in your head again, don't judge it. Just become aware of sitting there just or laying there and just be aware of it. Don't make a judgment of it at all.
Yeah, okay, because it just feels like I do it, and then, like, just all these things are coming at me. Like, there's just, like, a river of just, like, hell coming at me at all angles, you know? And then I just stop doing it. It'll be, like, 3 minutes, and I'll just stop doing it.
That's what...
Like, it's just, like, too much.
It's not too much. The Father will help you. It's not even happening to you. You're just seeing the thoughts that you've been lost in all your life. You've been one with the thoughts. And they have been dictating your life, but now you're becoming aware of them, and they don't want you to see them, but you watch them anyway, and you'll be fine.
Right.
But stay with it.
I will, Jesse.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-77 Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Super Chat. Super, super.
Super Chat.
Hey, it's Russian trying to get it together.
Nice.
Be aware of the children of the lie, thefallenstate.tv. On our merch.
Nice. I think it's also, oh, yeah, yeah, it does say thefallenstate.tv.
Thefallenstate.tv.
It might be up on our Printify, too, by the way. I think.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Super Chat.
Nice. Missed Super Chat from Lin Yen Chin. Jesse, believe in means relax into. This is what the mouth breathers cannot understand, so they take it as a puff up. Puff up Jesus, or puff up mama, or puff up yourself as God. Like, believe in yourself?
Believe in it mean what?
Believe in it means relax into, as opposed to puff up. You know how you puff up somebody as God, like it's some girl or whatever? I added to it. Sorry, Lin Yen Chin, I might have messed it up.
My thing, what I don't quite know what you mean there, and you could be right, I don't know. But people who believe are weak people. That's why they believe, because they're weak. You're not supposed to believe. You're supposed to know. Belief come and go. So I don't quite know what he means. You don't want to believe into belief. You want to overcome belief. Am I responding to what he said?
No, you're making a different point about the word belief.
Is he for belief or against belief?
He's for the kind of belief where you relax into it.
There's no such thing.
You don't know that.
I mean, if you relax into belief, you relax right into hell.
All right.
And he believe in that.
As opposed to...
Oh, so he believe in relaxing into hell.
I'm putting words in his mouth, right? You're making me speak for him, and I'm happily... Well, you're not making me, but you're tempting me to speak for him, and I'm going with that.
I'm just wondering if you understand what he's saying. He
I
may
feel
be
like
right.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because there's another belief where you puff it up, and it's like... You put it in a way that it isn't even maybe supposed to be.
Is he saying that there's a right belief?
It looks like it. Yeah.
But not.
He's not talking about the question of whether belief is right or not. He's talking about the real meaning of the word versus the fake meaning of the word.
Oh, he's just defining what the word belief means.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lin Chin Chin. I appreciate it.
The way that you say it makes it sound like Rin Tin Tin.
So am I saying that wrong too?
Yeah.
Lin Chin Tin.
Lin Yen Chin.
Lin Yen Chin.
Harmony.
Thank you, buddy.
Harms. Oh, gave a personal note. We'll have to get to that later.
Thank you.
On Cash App.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Mikey. Money Mike. No amount of money can ever repay how much y'all helped. TY, thank you.
Thank you for supporting it without me having to ask. You've been helped, and so you're naturally giving back so we can help others. I understand I got to remind some people that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Another from Mikey on Cash App. And he put no spaces, so I can't read the whole thing, but it says.
I didn't ask. I just saw you know about Colin if he's Asian or white.
Yeah.
I just see you know. I see you know right now. What made you say he was Asian?
Because whites and Asians vape. And also he's Canadian. There's a lot of Asians in Canada, or at least Indians.
Only whites and Asian vape.
I mean, I'm exaggerating the stereotype, but yeah.
Oh.
Right.
All right. Colin, are you white or are you Asian? And you're in Canada. Are there a lot of Asians in Canada?
There's tons of Indians in Canada.
Indians,
and there's
Asians.
Some,
yeah.
Indians don't count as Asians in America, but in the rest of the world, they call them Asians.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah. Because Indians are so just dark and different from the rest of, like, the East Asians and stuff.
And so they're so dark that the Canadian think that they're Asian.
Well, we don't think of them as Asian.
Right, but the Canadian think they're Asian.
Yeah, because
they're so dark.
They're in Asia. No, I say that they're so different from the regular Asians that I don't think of them as Asian.
Oh, okay.
But they are.
Amazing. What a mess.
Money Mikey. Money Mike says, what do you say to the people who believe the evil eye protects them?
Suffer and die.
Oh, all right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ashley from California, 5 coffees. I thank God for working through you and helping me see the evil and see that I am free. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. You are my true family, the children of the truth.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. And be willing to go all the way. All right? Amazing. Thank you, Ashley.
Ashley from California says...
That was Ashley that you just read, right?
Yes.
Oh, so she sent another one.
Well, she sent 5 coffees, so okay. I'm reading it in 2 parts.
Right on.
This staying present and watching all thoughts gig is getting crazy. Wow. Oh, my gosh. What the? Bruh. LOL. Ashley and Cuba. Smiley face. Pink heart.
Amazing. Stay with it.
3 coffees from Luke. Jesse, you are also rebuilding society by rebuilding the man. New slogan?
I like it. What the? Thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Something I'm realizing is when I beat myself up for not speaking up, in reality, the issue I am experiencing has nothing to do with whether or not I spoke up. The issue is that I got angry or judged the other person for something they said or did. Isn't that amazing? Enjoy your weekend. 100 times 2.
And it is amazing. I'm glad you see it. So now that you see it, do nothing about it. Don't try not to be that way. It will change by itself. Absolutely. It'll fade away. Amazing. Stay with it.
Someone bought a coffee. Fun fact to prove we are all driven by something outside of ourselves. Try chewing gum while doing the silent prayer. When you go unconscious, you will be chewing gum like 90 going nolfs. When you become conscious again, you will notice how fast you are chewing gum and you will stop. This really showed me the truth about what Jesse's talking about.
That's a good experiment. Thank you. Amazing.
Easier done than said. Bought 5 coffees. The devil be wicked. A new entry in my man journal. Hey, did the disciples have man journals? Just delivering a package yesterday. Found a father with his 2 kids playing in the driveway. Got out of my van to deliver. Man at his back turned away from me. After leaving the package, I run by them. Again, the little boy staring into my soul yells out, we don't love you anymore. What the? This is not pithy, man. This is a whole story.
Well, then we can't do that.
But he did 5 coffees.
Make it pithy, though.
Yeah. But keep your points pithy.
Yeah, make sure you keep them pithy. I understand you. And if you want to go for a little bit longer, you can call me. You can do the super chat and call. But make it pithy because of time.
But yes, kids are evil, too.
They are. What about the children? We feel for the children. What about the illegal alien children? And those very same kids that grow up and kill you and rob you. And you're worried about the kids? What the? Amazing. Thank you.
He changed his number on his sister, and now she's emailing him trying to get a hold of him. And now he's thinking of buying a cameo for you to shout her out and still not reply to her. David from California.
Thank you.
Easier done than
said. You do. I'll be happy to do the cameo. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest later.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to the calls and more of your super chat. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Some serious mess going on in the world. the liberals freaking out because the Bible is going to be taught in kindergarten through fifth grade Texas schools, reportedly. Matt Gaetz out, Pam Bondi in. Matt Gaetz is still a hero and a winner in my heart. And a bomb cyclone is still continuing, whatever that is, up in the Pacific Northwest. It's like a long, slow week, but crazy still. Hurricane or something. I'm not sure. And the ICC, International Criminal Court, wants to put, they put a warrant out for Bibi's arrest for war crimes. Give me a break. And a guy got duct taped on American Airlines. That was Anchor Baby, the pilot for that flight. He ordered the riffraff to be duct taped. Nice. This is the end of hour one of Get It Off Your Chest Friday. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. It's November 22nd, AD 2024. Shout out to the ladies who attended the excellent, I hear, Women's Forum. Very cool. Make sure you catch Church with J.C. Lee Peterson, Real Church, on Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says that Texas officials will vote today on a new public school curriculum that incorporates Bible lessons in kindergarten through fifth grade classes. Supporters of the materials have argued it's important for students to learn about the impact the text has had on the world. Others have criticized the curriculum as disproportionate, focusing on Christianity much more than other religions. Although we have been historically pretty Christian as a country, sometimes a bad imitation of it, but regardless, we are a Christian nation, or used to be anyway. Anyway, Trump's cabinet, President-elect Donald J. Trump, has named former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She's nice. I don't know. I'm just saying that. As in his new pick for AG, Attorney General, top cop of the United States, a woman, after Matt Gaetz withdrew from consideration yesterday, Thursday. Matt Gaetz was facing significant scrutiny, more like significant smears, over so-called sexual misconduct allegations, which he denies. Republicans on the House so-called Ethics Committee voted Wednesday not to release the results of their investigation into him. Sources tell Commie Nonsense the committee was told of a second so-called sexual encounter between Gaetz and a 17-year-old from way back in 2017 when he was in his younger mid-30s or something like that. Pam Bondi's, which may not even be real, who knows, Pam Bondi's selection will, and it's not relevant anyway, but whatever, Pam Bondi's selection will be subject to Senate approval once she's formally nominated. Trump's allies, I think he might have nominated her now, formally, I'm not sure. But Trump's allies believe she will have a much easier confirmation process than Gaetz. Woman privilege over here. She's also considered to be one of top Trump's favorite lawyers. He loves the ladies, and he loves lawyers. We should all love lawyers, even though many of them are liars, most. And a bomb cyclone, a powerful atmospheric river unleashing torrential flooding rainfall across the northern California, NorCal, and parts of the Pacific Northwest, that's Oregon and Washington, all the way up to BC, Canada, I think. It's in the wake of a strong bomb cyclone. Another storm is on the way. A rare level 4 out of 4 high risk of flooding rainfall is currently in effect, according to the National Weather Prediction Center. Not national, just Weather Prediction Center. An additional 5 to 7 inches of rainfall possible across the region over the next 48 hours. I hear it's going to rain even down here in SoCal possibly tomorrow, Saturday. Wonder if that's related. Isolated totals of more than 10 inches of rain, by the way. Some areas of North Cal have seen 11 to 17 inches of rainfall as of Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Northeast, over back east, first snowflakes of the season. Hey, you guys, it's catching snow. That's fun. Beginning to fall as chilly air and stormy weather finally filter in after weeks without them causing an historic drought and unusual wildfires. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you doing greater works than Christ? Are you doing greater works than Christ? You, if you're busy, podcast the show, of course, but you can listen live if you're working out or whatever you might be doing, laying by the beach, on an airplane travel right now, fighting with somebody on the plane, or losing your mind on the plane and thinking that everybody's after you, whatever you're doing, hating on people. Right now you're joining a group because you're too beta to stand alone. Whatever. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, hating white people, blaming the white people for your own problem. They ain't got nothing to do with it, but because you're weak, lost, you blaming somebody else. You could be listening to the show. You want DEI on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Starting in a Venezuelan prison, the TBI says Trende Aragua is now operating in major U.S. cities, including right here in Tennessee.
This is fine.
And close friends of fallen CPD officer Enrique Martinez. Martinez's family says the mayor's policy placed Martinez in harm's way.
This is fine.
Meet AI Jesus. Jesus' likeness appears on screen, dispensing words of comfort, joy, and faith.
This is a good thing.
Backlash at Capitol Hill to a new policy banning transgender women from congressional bathrooms.
This comes just weeks after the first transgender member of Congress was elected.
This is fine.
Basket for that rebound.
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up.
No, I'm up.
This is not okay.
What a mess. Think about that. There's somebody in some city or in state voted for a man who think in his mind that he's a woman wearing a dress, and people voted for him. Think about that. You voted for a psycho. How do you go to vote for a psycho? But anyway, hell is on earth in human beings. If you want to understand how wicked human beings are, look at you. See what's driving you. You're not being driven by Gunter. You'll see, when you see the wickedness in you, because seeing it in you, admitting it, when you see it in you, you are admitting it, then you can overcome it. But most people would never admit that they're evil. They always say, oh, see the good in people. People are good. That's a lie. Human beings are wicked. Evil. Remember that guy, Danny Penny, a white man down there in New York? He was on, according to the story, he's on a train, and some black guy was on this train, and if I remember the story correctly, this black guy was like tripping. And according to the story, Danny Penny was trying to help prevent this guy from hurting other people on the train, so he held him down. And other people helped Danny to hold him down, according to the story, allegedly. And Danny is white. Apparently, the guy died. And now the DA in New York want to punish Danny. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. So the government take away the police, take away your guns, let the inmates, Daniel Penny. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, not Danny. Take away your guns. Let the crazies out of prisons. Give them drugs. And turn them loose in the public. And you're punished if you protect yourself from the crazies. And you vote for these people over and over again. ABC has reported, ABC 7, testimony resumed Thursday. And the subway chokehold death trial of Daniel Penny, a forensic pathologist, was called to testify by Penny's attorney. Dr. Satish Khandri is an expert based in Texas who says, there's no way Jordan Neely died from a chokehold. Watch this from ABC 7.
This morning, defense attorneys for Daniel Penny called a forensic pathologist to the stand. Dr. Satish Chandru is an expert based out of Texas, and he's testifying this morning that there's no way Jordan Neely could have died from a chokehold death. He told jurors this morning that in a chokehold death, there are two phases. The first phase is unconsciousness. The second phase is death. He says after reviewing the cell phone video that Neely was never rendered unconscious, and so a chokehold death has to be ruled out. Instead, Penny's attorney suggests because he was in a psychotic state that he was high on K2, that triggered a sickling crisis that led to a lack of oxygen to his red blood cells, and that caused his death from asphyxia. Prosecution rested its case Monday morning. The defense began putting on its case Monday afternoon. This week, they've called Penny's mother, his sister, fellow Marines as character witnesses, a forensic psychiatrist to testify about Neely's psychiatric history, and this morning, the forensic pathologist. Dr. Tundru is still on the stand this morning. This afternoon, prosecutors will have a chance to challenge his opinion when they cross-examine him this afternoon. Daniel Penny, at this point, has not been called to testify.
Amazing. And Daniel Penny is white. I believe the DA is black in New York. Remember what they tried to do to the Great White Hope in New York? White people don't have a chance. I wish Daniel Penny's well. But I'm waiting to see what happens. He's white. And the court system is not fair at all to white people. It's like a payback. Was something that whites never had anything to do with, slavery. But we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll see. You voted in this government. You voted in these black people because you want to be nice. You want to make up for slavery. You feel guilty. And there is an international crime ring. According to this report, these people may be behind break-ins at athletes' homes. I want you to think about this again. Your government opened the border wide open, and even now, according to the report, they are giving these illegal aliens new types of cell phones so they can come into the country and hide away. Your Democratic Party government is doing this, along with the right-o Republicans. Your own government is your enemy. And you vote them in over and over and over again because you're a Democrat, you're going to die a Democrat. You don't care. You're committed to just the identity of being a Democrat. Today, this is from today, the FBI is teaming up with local authorities to investigate whether a string of break-ins at the homes of NBA and NFL stars, including Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, are tied to a transnational crime ring. Watch this.
This morning, investigators examining a possible link after a spate of high-profile burglaries targeting athletes like NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Two senior law enforcement officials telling NBC News the FBI is now working with local authorities to determine if a transnational crime ring, like one from South America, may be behind the crimes. It comes as multiple law enforcement agencies nationwide acknowledge the presence of South American criminals cashing in on so-called burglary tourism. Experts describing those kinds of groups as fast, efficient, and professional.
They can do the reconnaissance. They fly a crew in to actually do the physical break-in. So none of those people are even in the country when they start investigating it.
This entire criminal strike force could be wrapping up their burglary in the span of less than 24 hours.
That's what they try to do.
Police received a call shortly after midnight on October 6th, saying thieves entered Mahomes' 8-acre Missouri mansion, which is showcased on the Netflix docuseries Quarterback.
This is going to be for all of the Super Bowl trophies.
Kelce's home was also hit, just 8 miles away in Leawood, Kansas, where $20,000 in cash was stolen, according to a police report. That burglary taking place the night the Chiefs were playing the Saints at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, just one day after Mahomes' house was targeted. The Super Bowl champs staying tight-lipped.
It's frustrating. It's disappointing.
Your government is doing this, intentionally bringing in illegal from asshole countries, and this is what you're getting. Your own government. Think about it. If you don't want to accept it, but think about it. Your government bringing in the criminals to do this to you, and you vote for them because you're a Democrat. You were thinking about voting for, or did, Kamala. And Kamala did nothing to shut the border down. Zero. And you want to vote for her, or did vote for her. You get the government you deserve. You have no right to complain. Kamala had 4 years to show you she cared about the American people. She was working for them. She doesn't need to care about you, but worked for you since you're paying her, right? She worked against you. Didn't do anything about shutting the borders down. And still are not for the border to be shut down. And you vote. It's you. Because it's we the people, not we the government. NBA players were also among the victims of the break-ins. Watch this from today.
Of the high-end heist reported across the Midwest, including NBA players Mike Conley and Bobby Portis, who earlier this month said these masked men broke inside his Milwaukee home.
While I was at my game yesterday,
I had a home invasion, and they took most of my prized possessions.
While no suspects have been identified in any of the cases, federal authorities now broadening their investigation before more criminals try to cash in.
You still want the illegals in your country? How about the children? Oh, it's the children. What are you going to do with the children? Send them back. Right back home to mama. I want my country back. I know it's not coming back, but I want it back. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Josh, out of Georgia, sweet home Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
All right. I was calling to answer that biblical question, man.
Are you doing greater worse than Christ?
I don't know what works I get credit for, if any. And I don't know that Christ gets the credit for that work. Because it sounded like that verse was saying that God gets the credit for that work.
No, it says, are you doing greater worse than Christ?
Yeah, I don't know what works I'm doing, and I don't know exactly what works Christ did.
Oh, you don't?
No, because I don't know.
He healed the sick. He healed the sick. He caused the blind to see. He spoke truth to the people. Blah blah blah. You don't know about those things?
Yeah, I would say that was the Father doing that through him. That wasn't really Christ doing that.
Oh.
So, but that's the big misconception, is that everybody puts Christ as God, when it was God that was, Christ was the puppet, just like I'm the puppet.
I'm
and
your
so we
puppet.
Don't get credit.
Pull the string, I will walk with you. I'm your puppet.
Who sings that song?
You have never heard I'm Your Puppet?
That sounds like some old Motown song.
Make me do right or make me do wrong. I'm your puppet. Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. What do you think about, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, Josh. What do you think about that? Our own American government intentionally leave the borders open and intentionally invite the illegal from asshole countries, these asshole people coming from asshole countries, giving them cell phones and doing everything to make our life hell so that they can keep power and wealth. What do you think about that?
I understand it perfectly, man. I understand it, because it's just like something. It's like, you know, the government is the wife. We, the people, are the husband. And something in me is like attracted to women that will totally destroy me and cheat on me. But for some reason, I still want to be with them, you know.
Man.
But something in me wants to be. Yeah, I know. I can understand it. And I used to. I don't know why. Yeah, well, I kind of do. But yeah, that's how, yeah, it makes perfect sense. It's the same thing as a man and a woman, where a woman is just straight up cheating on a guy and destroying him and trying to do everything to kill him. But he can't get over her, even though she's killing him.
Amazing. And yet the people vote for the same government over and over and over again. They love the misery. They love the pain that the American government put upon them.
They're the puppet. It's not them doing that. Yeah, they're the puppet, and there's something driving them. So, yeah.
That song, Puppet, was written by James and Bobby back in 1967.
James Brown?
No, James.
Sorry, no.
And
James Bobby? Oh, James and Bobby. Okay. I never heard of him.
James and Bobby, somebody. Purify.
Yeah.
You don't remember that song? I'm your puppet. pull the string and I will talk to you. I'm your puppet. Make me do right or make me do wrong. I'm your puppet. Amazing. Thank you, Josh. Yeah, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, man.
All right.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. All yes, right.
Sir. All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well.
Nice. Well, is that true about that transgender Congress thing?
Yes. There's a man who is a woman. I mean, there's a man who says he's a woman, and they voted for him, and now he is a congressman. And they're fighting in Congress because I guess this person wanted to use the ladies' bathroom. But they're saying that they're not going to let that happen. So we'll see what happens with that.
That's crazy. This is America, though. I thought this was like God's country, you know?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, I just, right before you started your stream, I got this like intense, or like revelation, or like God gave me some wisdom, I think. I just want to know what you think about it. Like, I've been listening to you for a while, and I've been repeating what you say, like, to people blindly. And I've been saying, like, oh, you believe in an idea of God. I didn't even know what that meant, right? But right now, I just, like, I understand what that means now. And I, this whole time, I've been a so-called Christian for 2 years. I've literally been no different than when I was an atheist. It's all pretend. Like, I just realized that. Because when I, whenever I talk to people about God and they say something I don't like about God, I get angry. And I'm like, if I really knew God, why would I get angry at someone being wrong about God? Unless I was unsure if they're wrong or not, and I didn't know if I was wrong. You know what I mean? Like, it's an ego thing. And I would wake up every day, and I still do to this day. I'll wake up, and I'll have, like, social anxiety, and anger, and all this. It's crazy, and I'll still be fapping and doing all this stuff, and then say I know God. And it's true. I've been what you said about the idea of God. I remember you said this to me one time. You believe in an idea of God. You don't believe in the actual God, because my thoughts about God, like how I view God, is based on my emotions at the time. It's all attached to my emotions. So if I'm feeling happy, I think God is like a good person, right? And if I'm feeling sad, I think God is like an evil person or whatever. He's punishing me or doing this, right? None of that's real. It's literally like, you know what I mean. But
are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yeah.
And are you practice being present?
Yes.
All day. Would you stay with it? And now that you're starting to see that it's been all intellectual for you, do nothing about it, because seeing that will change it. It will take it away from you. But if you try to make yourself not intellectual about it, then it's going to only get worse. So of yourself, you can do nothing. Of yourself, you know nothing. You just want to see. And that's what's wrong with the world, is they can't see. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They're not able to see. So now that you're seeing that, you'll be fine. Just don't try to change it.
The problem is that now that I've like let go, or there was a moment where I actually let go of that. I think God let it go for me to show me. And when I did let go of it, I was scared. Like, I was terrified because I felt like God wasn't there anymore. Now that I don't have this fake idea of God that I've had for 2 years, it felt like God wasn't even real anymore. And that like scared me. You know what I mean?
And that's why 95-96% of people will not die, because they're afraid that if they die from this false self, who will I be? What will I be? What happened to me? God would not be with me.
Right.
And they don't realize even those fears are not them. Those are demons in their imagination and emotion crying out, who will I be? What will I be? And they won't die from the false self. They won't die from the ego because they think that if they did, they would be anything at all. And so they hold on to death, calling it life. It's amazing.
And it's like, I've been a Christian for 2 years, and I was atheist before that, but I was a Christian, a so-called Christian for 2 years. And it's literally like I've made zero progress in those 2 years from being an atheist to now. It was just like I just switched teams, basically. But I was still the same person. I just switched what team I was being angry for, you know what I mean? But well, that's why I don't want to, you know, it's like I even now I'm going back to it. I'm thinking like, no, this is wrong. I shouldn't even be calling Jesse right now. Like, this is wrong. This is, you know, that Jesse's wrong about this. You know what I mean?
All Christians are atheists.
I actually, Jesse, I actually see what you mean. I've said that to you before, and I've lied to you because I didn't see what you mean. But I actually see what you mean now because I was a Christian. I called myself a Christian, but I didn't know God at all.
And Christians are some of the worst atheists than the atheists who admit that they're atheists. But Christians are atheists. And amazing. But you stay with it, man. You'll be fine, all right? Now that you can see, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Man, this is like, it's just, you know, now I have to go brave it. Like all my, you know, like when I'm dealing with situations in life as a Christian, I can just think about what God wants me to do and then do that. But now I know that's false, so I can't do that anymore. So now I just have to, like, just go out and not, you know what I mean?
But don't deal with situation in life as a Christian. You deal with situation in life as a nobody or nothing.
See, that...
What?
That's so, like, it's irking me right now, Jesse. It's irking me.
Meaning what?
Meaning it's making me angry when you say that and confused.
And why?
Because that's an atheist, that sounds like an atheist like worldview.
Why?
Because you're saying not to do it as a Christian, go do it as how I was, you know, before I was a Christian where I didn't really, you know, care about God.
Did Christ deal with life as a Christian?
I don't know.
Did Christ die from all illusion of self? Or did he go around picking up new false illusions of self?
He definitely didn't pick up any. I don't think he had it.
So why are you picking up more?
I know. I shouldn't. And it's funny because I watch YouTube. You got me into Christianity, and I still made no progress, even with your version of Christianity, right? Because I wasn't actually following you. And I know I'm not even supposed to follow you. That's the point, right? Like
I don't even have a version of Christianity. I'm telling you.
That's what I mean.
I'm telling you to let go of all of your identity, your false selves. And you've gone from being an atheist, you call yourself an atheist, a false identity. And now you've gone and picked up another title, Christian. And now you're trying to live up to that when that's just an illusion, too. You don't want any identity at all. That's what the ego death is all about, is to die from all illusions. You don't want
to... You know, Jesse?
Because now you're trying to live as a Christian.
Right.
And Christians are atheists.
They are, yeah. Jesse, when you were talking earlier, and I was overhearing it, you were saying something about how the wives need to obey their husband, but they shouldn't obey if the husband is not doing. And that got me so angry.
Why?
Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything externally.
You have a wife?
Internally, I was so angry. What was it?
You have a wife?
No.
But why are you angry?
Because I've been listening to you for a while.
Hold on a minute. Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the phones and your super chats. Back in a moment. Okay, your investments are your responsibility. So go and explore your options. And when you're ready to buy, check out GoldCo. GoldCo. And the beauty is, for my listeners, GoldCo and I have a special promotion for my listeners, right? Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. 10% instant match in bonus silver. So go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And remember, you are responsible for your own investments. So take responsibility, all right? Check out GoldCo. Amazing. Don't forget Sunday fellowship at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Come on down. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And if you can't make it in person, you can watch it live anywhere in the world, the whole wide world. And for the flat earth, the whole flat world. By going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? And listen, get your order in. And a lot of you are doing it, so thank you. You're making it easier for us and for yourself. You're getting your orders in for Christmas. You're ordering your books and your super chats and all things. I mean, not super chats, but cameos and everything. So it's keeping us busy, but we want to be busy. Busy is the thing to do. So get your orders in, your books, order your T-shirts or whatever by going to rebuildingtheman.com/store or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. Amazing merch. All right, all my books are made, everything amazing. It's just amazing. From Rage to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black Americans, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide, and The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Bitterness. And I will sign the book. I do want to remind you that The 7 Guaranteed Steps is a little simple book. You can put it in your pocket. And if you follow those steps, you got to do them. You got to be a doer of the word. The 7 Guaranteed Step, we use it in our Entrepreneur Academy, classes. And it works when you do it. So it's an amazing gift. Or just for you, if you're working for someone else, it's still good for you, all right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store or call 800-411-BOND. And this year in giving year is ending. Give your tax deductible. You can get some back. Nonprofit. We're a nonprofit. So give to Bond, all right? We need your help. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. I will go quickly back to Jaden out of California. Hey, Jaden. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, so you say you were getting angry when I was talking to the ladies about obeying their husbands?
About not obeying them when they tell you to do something that's
well,
dumb.
I'm hearing in counseling sessions and in the women's forum, these men who think that they're working on themselves are asking these women to do crazy stuff. And these men won't even help with the children. They won't do anything when they get home. That doesn't make sense to me. That's not how you're going to obey somebody that's insane.
Well, I don't know the exact details, but and I'm definitely wrong for being angry because that's, you know, a reasonable thing. You should want to take care of your kids. It was just something in me that was like, no, this is my wife. Like, she needs to do what I tell her to do. And she's like, I don't even have a wife. So it's crazy.
So you're in your head.
I'm in my head, yeah.
You're not even married.
I know.
What the?
It's to protect me, Jesse, because if I think about these things, I know it's not actually protecting, but my logic is if I think about them before they happen, they won't hurt me when something bad happens. I could just stop it from happening.
That's insane, huh?
I'm realizing that now. It's pretty crazy.
I got to run, but if you want to be free, Jaden, you got to completely let go of thinking. Thinking about being a Christian. Thinking about Christ, thinking about the future, thinking about the past. That's what's keeping you away from God, thinking about it.
So real quick, just clarify. I go about day-to-day situations thinking, oh, as a Christian, how do I react to this? But you don't do that. You just react. Like, how does that work?
You got to don't think about anything except going to work, what you want for dinner, practical things like that, right?
But I mean, situations arise.
Repeat that.
When situations arise,
you just deal with them. You don't have to think about them, because if you think about situations, you're going to deal with them in the wrong way. But if if you don't think about them, you're going to deal with them in a perfect way.
How do you know if you're dealing with it in the right way if you don't think about it?
By you'll be able to see. And in seeing, there is no thinking.
Right.
Seeing is knowing. There's no thinking in seeing at all. You got to abandon your imagination. Cast down all imagination.
Is there anything else to do besides the silent prayer?
Just watch. Just be present. Stay present. Go along your day. Earning your living. God made that possible for you. He gave you the ability to earn and function on earth. Go about your day functioning on earth, but get away from thinking. And just stay present. Stay out of your head about past or future.
All right.
I wish you well, man.
You too. Thank
Call
you,
me Jeff. Again, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Minnesota and talk to Jaime. Jaime, welcome to the show. You're on the air. No, Jaime. Jaime waited a whole hour, then he hung up. What? Let me go to... Andre, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Andre, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I got hooked into you from your friend Andrew Clavin, who I love a lot. And he said you're a wise man, and I totally agree with him.
Andrew is amazing.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
I love his books.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question, and I wanted your thoughts about it, because I've been working through my anger. I've been doing the silent prayer, and it's worked. And then I realized I still had a little anger in me. And then I realized it was bitterness. And I wanted just your thoughts in regards to, what do you think about the relationship between anger and bitterness? Because the way that I see it is that, and what I've read about it, what I've worked on, is that bitterness is what other people do to you, the sin that they do to you, and you hold on to it, and it's like poison for your soul. And once I realized that I was holding on to bitterness, and maybe I didn't have anger, but that bitterness was feeding the anger. So I just wanted to hear what your thoughts are in that regard, or if you had any.
Bitterness and anger is the same thing, just with different names, but it's the same spirit. And when you overcome anger, bitterness will disappear, and you will see that there is no such thing as someone else making you bitter. It's already inside of you. It's in your mind. It's in your head. And you're the one, it's already there. So whatever situation happening on the outside of you, it's not making you bitter. It's already in you. That's why when you overcome anger, bitterness and jealousy and strife and envy and all that would disappear. And so when someone attack you on the outside in a spiritual way, they cannot bother you because you're free within.
Yep. I agree with that 100%. You know, what I've been doing a lot is just trying to be, when you say, forget about it, don't let it affect you. You know, sometimes it does, but then I go into the silent prayer and I give it to God, and it's like forgetting. It's like forgetting is so important to the whole process of forgiveness.
Well, when you forgive, you will forget.
Exactly. Because so many people say I forgive, but I don't forget. And that ain't forgiveness at all.
Not at all. That's still hatred. That's still judgment.
Yep. You're absolutely right about that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
You bet. You know, I have a great story about that because, you know, I was afraid to do it. It happened exactly the way you said. I wish so many people would do it. You know, my palms were sweaty. I was afraid she was going to get angry at me. And, you know, I just forgave her the way you said. I said, I forgive you for all the things you did to me. You know, I was angry with you and I let it go. And guess what? She cried. I cried too. Maybe that makes me a beta, but the day that I had that happen, it was like, man, it's like a light comes on in your whole life. Like everything is illuminated again.
Absolutely.
So that was really one of the best advice I ever had. I told my wife to do that too, and it was great. And I just, I think that is one of the most important things, man. When you go to the next world, man, I think that's the one thing that people will remember you by, is that how important forgiveness is, like how simple it is, and how direct it is, and how life-changing it is.
It is, and it's in the Bible. It's in the Word. God said salvation is of the heart, and God said that don't be bitter. Let go all bitterness and anger and all this stuff, right? Forgive, and I will forgive you when you forgive. But people, the one thing that human beings refuse to do is to see that they are angry and that they are evil. And because they won't see it, they can't be free. But when you can see that you're angry and you need to forgive, and you go forgive your mother and your father, you're right, the light comes on. And now I'm telling you, you stay with the silent prayer and just watch, the spirit of the Father will destroy that old bitter, evil nature you have that you've been living with. He would take all that away from you and give you his nature, and you'll be fine. You'll be free.
Yep. Well, God bless you, Jesse. You know, I love listening to you. I love your observations. You're a wise man, and, you know, thanks for what you do. It's awesome.
Are you doing this? You're welcome. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Every morning, every evening. Now, of course, I pray for the people that I love. I pray for people who are sick, but I always take time to just clear my mind, watch the thoughts, and hear what God has to say to me. You know, let his thoughts be my thoughts.
Yes. And when you pray for other people, what do you say?
Well, I pray when they're sick.
And what do you pray? Give me an example of you praying when someone's sick.
Well, I pray that they will have the same peace that I know, and whatever happens, that they can overcome it. You know, when I started listening to you, I started really reading the book of 1 John, and that word overcome is used there a lot, as you know. And it's just like you realize that God will make a way for you. And sometimes it's not around, but you just got to walk through it. And the fire, you know, that you go through will purify you. I think that's what happens. So I pray that they'll have that peace to overcome.
And why do you pray that?
Why?
Yeah.
Do I pray that? Because I love those people.
If you love them, you wouldn't pray that.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain that to me, because I want to hear.
Because you don't know what to pray for. You don't know what you want. So you don't even know what's best for them. And the best prayer for someone else is just to wish them well. That way, whatever God's will is, that's what will be, because you may pray that they heal or they be all right. You know, they're no longer sick, and they'll come back and kill you. They'll come back and try to hurt you. And so you will, once you overcome this anger in your imagination, you're going to naturally love all people, meaning that you won't resent anyone, and you'll wish even your enemy well. So just wish them well, but don't be praying for their healing.
Well, like I said, I don't pray for their healing. I pray that they have the peace of the Lord that I've found.
But they don't even want that. You're praying for something that they might not even want.
Yeah, you may be I think you're right on that.
That's why I said we don't know what to pray for. So you do what you want, of course, but I wouldn't recommend you do that. First of all, you're praying in vain, and you're praying for somebody that you're wishing that they get something that they don't even want. Most people don't want peace. Most human beings want hell. They love their misery. They love their hell, and they love causing hell for other people because it confirms their hell. They don't want to be for even your family member.
You're right. It's works of the flesh. You know, we're so attached to them.
So just
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, just wish them well and let God's will be done. But don't be all, oh, Lord, heal Mary, heal May-May, and May-May come, heal Mama, and Mama come and move in and destroy you.
You may be right. I got to tell you, you're not wrong. I keep thinking of when Jesus says you're put in front of a trial, don't think about what you're going to say. Just let the Holy Spirit say what it's going to say.
Absolutely.
So I think you're right about that.
Absolutely. So just wish all people well, even your enemy. When someone try to hurt you, just wish them well. Don't hate them. Don't be angry. It's not them. It's the spirit of evil driving them in their imagination.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Amazing.
It is amazing, and I love that. I use that all the time now. And you know what's funny? As I do this thing, like I used to get angry a lot when things were not going my way.
Yeah.
But I just think of you when you say, what a mess.
What a mess.
And I laugh all the time, and it's like, okay, I got to reset now so I can go forward.
I promise you, Andre, that if you stay with this and just stay present, because God is in the present. He's not in the past or the future. He's not in your worries. He's not in your concerns. He's not in any of those things. If you stay with it, you're going to see that you don't even have any problems. No such thing as problems. No such thing as anything that you thought existed. It's all an illusion. And the Father will show you that you have no problems. Zero problems.
I like that. You're a wise man, Jesse. I appreciate all that you do.
You're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
You bet.
All right, Andre.
You bet. God bless you, Jesse. Have a great rest of the show, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Christopher, I've been waiting a long time out of Florida. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Christopher?
Oh, hello. How are you guys doing today? Good morning.
Hey, Christopher. Are you on a speakerphone or something? Christopher?
Hold on,
Christopher. Darren, tell him to get off the speakerphone and all that. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on Cash App, Isaiah Tuffy says, I love Bond Church. Nice heart emoji.
I love Bond Church. It's amazing. I've been doing it for 35 years, in January, February. I'm glad I've never missed. I wouldn't miss it. I have missed a meeting once or so. But it helped me when I am helping, teaching, I'm being taught. I listen closely. I learn from others. It's a blessing to have the bond meetings. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Bobby Steele, 5 coffees. This is so deep. Job 9:21. I am blameless, yet I do not know myself. God bless you, Jesse. Haig too, I guess. Peace sign.
That is deep. That is so deep, I don't know what to do with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee biblical question answer.
Are you doing greater works than Christ?
Greater? No. But I hope I will someday so that I can share with others the same love God gives me. Looking forward to church. Have a great weekend. Smiley.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
And I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Sleep Shot bought a coffee. Just want to say thank you, Jesse. You have helped me so much with clearing my mind and not overthinking 24/7. You helped me in so many ways by opening my eyes and heart. Anyways, enough of that beta talk. God bless you all.
Amazing. Thank you. And stay with us. Stay with us. Stay. All right. Just stay with it. Stay present. That's all you got to do. And go about your day. Practice being present. Walking in one room, out of another. Getting in and out of your car. Sitting about to have a meal. When you're talking to others, pay attention. We had this meeting last Sunday, and I would have one person talk in the meeting, and then I would have another person say, tell me what that person just said. They couldn't even remember because they were not conscious. They were not paying attention. Amazing. Thank you.
Traumatizing. Justin bought 4
coffees.
That
was so funny, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I am on the straight and narrow now, and before this I was making rap music, and now I'm pondering quitting due to the type of lyrics and content I am putting out. Should I quit, or should I just not identify with it? I feel as my soul is leading me to quit, but I do enjoy making music. Have any advice on this?
Do what you want, but I recommend you use your talents. Don't identify with your talent. Don't use it as a God-saving grace kind of thing, right? It's not your God. But use your talent. Given to you by God. I wouldn't do all that nasty, dirty music if I were you. I wouldn't recommend that. But use your talent. Just don't use it as a God. All right? It was given to you by God. So express yourself. Just don't identify with it. Amazing. I wish you well.
And we'll have to read the rest of the Super Chats in another hour.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. One line open at 888-77-5373. When I come back, more of your calls, finishing up the Super Chat, or more of your Super Chat. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. All races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world. I'll have to tell you about BB, like I mentioned earlier. And the guy got duct taped. And illegal workers are getting rattled by deportation talk because Trump is incoming. Very cool. The evil Illinois so-called Supreme Court, by the way, overturned Jussie Smollett's hate crime hoax charges that black state's attorney Kim Fox had dropped. And then another special prosecutor came in and charged him and now or convicted him, maybe. And then now their Illinois so-called Supreme Court overturned that conviction. Black privilege. Anyway, the guy who faked his own death to get away from his wife and get with that Uzbek, is that East Pakistan? Uzbek internet girlfriend. She's in the news and Comedy Nonsense Network. And by the way, Amelia Earhart disappeared at the tender age of 39 years old. Nice. Maybe Anchor Baby can find her. The remains, you know, by flying all the way around the ball Earth. But anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. There's one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls and the rest of the Super Chats and perhaps more great stories. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com. No Joel Friday TV on Friday. You do the math. There will be the fallen state with that Gen Z Christian gal who refuses to answer a few questions. American Anchor Baby later today. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. It's real church on Sunday. And shout out to the ladies for the excellent women's forum. Thanks for joining. Did I talk about? Yeah, I talked about the bomb cyclone. The Middle East, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, more manly than all of them, accusing him of war crimes, accusing him of being based. I'm kidding around a little bit. Over the war in Gaza, the court stated that they have reasonable grounds to believe Netanyahu bears criminal responsibility. Whose crime? Under whose law do we sit? Does a sovereign nation sit? For crimes including starvation as a method of warfare and the crimes against humanity of murder, persecution, and other inhumane acts. Netanyahu's office said Israel utterly rejects the absurd and false actions and accusations. Israel's former defense minister Yoav Gallant and a senior Hamas commander were also indicted. The ICC, International Criminal Court, global homo mess, came as the Palestinian death toll from Israelis' war in Gaza rose to more than 44,000 per their health ministry, if you believe them, which I might. An invasion in America. President-elect Donald J. Trump's promise to carry out mass deportations has not been finalized, but his proposals are already rattling. Pardon my buzzing. Many workers across the United States, so-called workers, people are afraid of walking the streets right now. There's a lot of fear. So says a Chicago restaurant founder to Comedy Nonsense Network, saying he thinks so-called undocumented, meaning illegal, employees will start to get worried and they will not report to work. Nice. Then you get to hire American. There is an estimated 10.5 million illegal aliens in the United States, so says their data, if you believe that. Probably more, my guess, not sure. Of those, about 8.5 million are supposedly employed, in addition to doing crime on the side, perhaps, many of them. Business owners and economists alike warn that mass deportations, along with stricter border measures, and the revoking of Biden-era protections could have a seismic impact on the so-called labor market, make it better, and the U.S. economy also making it better and stronger and more legitimate. Critical industries such as agriculture, leisure, and hospitality, construction, and healthcare could take the largest hits. Maybe we'll have higher quality people who don't poop on the vegetables and give us E. coli. I don't know if that's what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, are you doing greater works than Christ? Are you doing greater works than Christ? And you can podcast the show, but you can be listening live. There are no excuses now. No matter what you're doing, you're running around, you're going into that booth at the Catholic Church, and you're confessing to an image on a wall, and you call it Jesus, and you're up in there telling an image on a wall your problems, a hologram or whatever you want to call it, still a picture on the wall, and you up there, the priest told you that that's Jesus, and the priest said, go into that room, look at that hologram, this picture on the wall, and call it Jesus and confess to him. And you do it, though insane that might be, and it is, you still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615. 4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday. Is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Starting in a Venezuelan prison, the TBI says Trende Aragua is now operating in major U.S. cities, including
amazing?
Right here in Tennessee.
This is fine.
Close friends of fallen CPD officer Enrique Martinez. Martinez's family says the mayor's policy placed Martinez in harm's way.
This is fine.
Meet AI Jesus. Jesus' likeness appears on screen, dispensing words of comfort, joy, and faith.
This is a good thing.
Backlash at Capitol Hill to a new policy banning transgender women from congressional bathrooms.
This comes just weeks after the first transgender member of Congress was elected.
This is fine.
Basket for that rebound.
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up. No, I'm up.
This is not okay.
Amazing. The Hank Anchor Baby put that together. A genius. Just energy all over, everywhere. I want to quickly show you what evil look like. Which, not just this. This is one example of an evil human being. Evil to the core. Human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. Why do you think they're so cruel to one another? They don't love one another. They judge one another. They fight with one another. They attack. because they're evil. You must be born again of the spirit of the Father. You got to overcome your spirit of your mother. And it's not her spirit, but it's Satan's spirit that made a home in her, right? Here is an evil. You thought Kamala Harris was evil, and she is. Here is a, this is what? Get ready. Put your coffee down. Your orange juice. Sit your orange juice down. Sit your whiskey down. If you're drinking this early in the morning, sit your wine down. This is representing Jasmine Crockett. I don't know how this person got in, into our government, except she's black. But she's a nasty female. Fox News. During a heated debate about DEI policies in the United States, so-called Representative Jasmine Crockett shouted about history and claimed that white men have never been oppressed in the United States, arguing none of them were ever forced to come to the country. Watch this first soundbite from Fox News.
You consistently said over and over the word oppression, and every time that you said it, it was almost as if I was hearing nails on a chalkboard, because it seems like you don't understand the definition of oppression, and I'd ask you to just refer to Google to help you out. Oppression is the prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment or control. And so as I sit here as a black woman who practiced civil rights, let me tell you the reason that my colleagues wanted to make sure you understood the same black history that your side of the aisle wants to delete out of classrooms is because you can then misuse words like oppression. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes. You tell me which one of them got dragged all the way across an ocean and told that you are going to go and work. We are going to steal your wives. We are going to rape your wives. That didn't happen. That is oppression. We didn't ask to be here. We're not the same migrants that y'all constantly come up against. We didn't run away from home. We were stolen. So, yeah, we are going to sit here and be offended when you want to sit here and act like, and don't let it escape you that it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us, people of color on this side of the aisle, that y'all are the ones being oppressed, that y'all are the ones that are being harmed.
That is not the soundbite I wanted at all. Totally not the one at all. There's a black female in Congress, and she has a bald head, like a no hair. And she was arguing with a white man yesterday on the Republican side, and she's like, don't be evoking Martin Luther King, blah, blah, blah. A nasty woman. But this woman is nasty, too. It's fine. This soundbite is fine, but this is not what I wanted at all. And, these people have no business being in our government. This is what happened to South Africa. They allowed these type of blacks to take over government in South Africa, and now the white people are on the run. These are the same type of people that are raising black children, and look at how angry and evil the black children are. How do you think they're going to run a government? Why? Why would you let them in government? There's a bald-headed black woman in Congress that I was talking about, James. She's the one that went off on this white Republican yesterday. And here's the last soundbite on this nasty one from Fox News. Watch this.
Finally, when we start to talk about what do these numbers do as we're trying to say the diversity, equity, and inclusion is the problem, the reality is that when it comes to financial performance, companies with more diverse workforces are more likely to outperform their competitors. Companies in the top quartile for racial diversity are 35% more likely to outperform their peers on profitability. Companies with diverse executive teams are 25% more likely to generate greater profits. Diverse companies earn 2.5 times higher cash flow per employee. Diversity works. And until you can show me data that says otherwise, I think that we need to go back to being a country that listens to experts and gets out of our feelings and recognizes again that racism is real in this country.
No, it's not.
And until we stop pretending that it's not, we will not solve the problems that we are consistently facing. And that will bring real unity that we seek when we're looking for a more perfect union.
All lies. Pure lies. And you let her in government. Diversity have screwed up America because they have allowed the blacks to get in who are not qualified. They're not qualified. And everything, services in America is low and bad because you have not, airplanes, almost every day you hear about a near crash myth in an airplane because you allow these people to become pilots or whatever. Air traffic control, and they're not qualified. Look at the military. And you let them in because they bitch and moan, and you let them in. White people, when will you not be afraid of these people? These are some nasty, evil people. When will you overcome the fear of evil? When? You're losing your country to no good people. You should never allow affirmative action, reparation, and now something called DEI. We got a black female on the Supreme Court. And she couldn't even fire her way out of a paper bag. You got a woman, a black female running for president and was empty, had no clue. But she black and she female. That's why she became vice president, because she was female and she was black. I've been warning you for 30-something years. I'm like, white people, speak up. Speak up. Speak up, white people. But no. Remember when they were going around knocking out black people and it became a big deal, a big joke? They were knocking out white people, I mean. And they became a joke. And look what it has gone to. Our country, my country, is falling apart because you're letting non-unqualified people run the country. These people have no business being in government. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to the phone. Let me just see quickly Christopher Reddy now. Christopher out of Florida. Christopher, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All is well. Go ahead. Amazing.
Oh, hello, everybody. I just wanted to say 7 guaranteed steps. Spiritual, family, financial success. That's the
yes.
perfect guide for anybody. It's the best. And a lot of people that I've given 3 copies out, and they like it. And so I'm trying to reach these other 4 kids. You guys were more than gracious to personalize it, and I do appreciate that.
So
much. And just wanted to say, love the show. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts for a good pie. Is it still is your pie of choice not a pumpkin pie?
The best pie on this side of heaven, a sweet potato pie. A pumpkin pie is like a drag queen, right? A pumpkin pie a pumpkin pie is like a man who pretend to be a woman or a woman who pretend to be a man. It's fake. The real deal is a sweet potato pie. Amazing.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day. I enjoy your show. And everybody, keep hitting those thumbs up.
Thank you, buddy. I totally appreciate it. Thank you very much. Amazing. Check out the 7 Guaranteed Step, my book. It's a seven principles to success. Family, spiritual, and financial success guide. And I will sign them for you. I do it at all my books. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Let me go quickly to Rigo, out of first-time call out of Texas. Rigo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well.
Hey, man, I came here, I came to ask you this question.
Okay.
About these thoughts. Recently, I've been getting thoughts, and they've been trying to control me.
Right.
And they've all been, like, most of them have been successful. Like, I started getting thoughts of eating, like, some cookies. I started getting thoughts of, like, sitting around and do nothing while I'm working out, just to feel good. So my question is, how do I counter these thoughts? How do I deal with these thoughts that try to control you?
Number one, you got to drop your anger. Have you overcome your anger yet?
Have I overcame my anger? Yes, I have overcame my anger.
How did you overcome your anger?
By forgiving my mom.
Right on. And are you doing the silent prayer?
Not as always. I haven't been staying with it. It's been a problem. I've been getting real distracted. I've been getting lost in thought recently.
Well, and so you went to your mother and father and forgave them?
Yes, I went to my mother and my father. I forgave them. I told them, you know, I forgave my mom for recreating me within her own image.
Yeah.
And making me emotional.
Right.
I forgave my for not being there and for doing the thing that we thought was bad.
So here's what I recommend. If you want to overcome the thoughts, and you can, you got to stay with the silent prayer and practice being present instead of lost in your head thinking about the past or the future. And when you go to the gym, just get up and go to the gym and do your workout, and don't get into thinking about doing your workout, but just do it. And once you just observe those thoughts, don't call them you. Don't say that I'm thinking this or I feel this way. Don't call them you, and I promise you they will be taken away from you. You just need to be aware of them. Do nothing about them, but just be aware. You'll be fine. They will be taken away from you, all right?
All right. Well,
but you got to stay with the silent prayer.
Right. I've been having trouble. I've been struggling to do silent prayers.
You got to put first seeking what's right, and all things will be added to you, all right? But you're not, because the thoughts are spiritual. They're evil. And they have been controlling you all of your life, and you have identified with them, so they've been controlling you. So you got to, and only way you're going to fight evil is with good, which is the Spirit of God. And if you just be still, let him take over, he will take them away from you.
So you're saying that if I stay still, I let the thoughts do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, just watch them. Don't do what they tell you to do, but just watch them. It's like like you're looking at a movie.
Okay, it's because the way I saw it is that you must let these thoughts do whatever they want, whether it's letting them control you I've been living by that example, and it hasn't been working for me recently. I've actually been struggling recently. I'm now struggling to keep up with my gym session, my workout, and all the other work.
No, you don't let them control you. You watch them, and when you're watching them, they cannot control you. It's only when you can't see the thoughts that they control you, because you think that you are those thoughts, and you start doing what they tell you. You want to watch them so that you don't do what they tell you to do.
Okay. Well, this is some really good advice, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Dave, a first-time call out of Canada. Dave, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse, for taking my call.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you a question. You had a program about masculine traits, about what makes a man masculine a while back. And my wife wants to drive when we go, like, to church or whatever. And I told her that, I'm going to drive. And she says it's my ego telling me that that's why I want to drive. But I'm just curious if you, what would I say to that?
When she say, oh, it's just your ego wanting to drive, don't respond to her at all. You don't owe her an explanation about that. You tell you're the husband, you're the man, you're going to drive. And the man should not be sitting on the woman's side of the car, the passenger side. You drive, and you don't need to respond to her at all. It's her ego that's trying to control you.
Okay, I agree.
But so just don't then, get angry.
Yes, for sure. Yes. The silent prayer does work. It's great.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so then, like, for example, going to church, well, then I'm just going to, I told her, I'll just stay home. And you and my daughter still lives with us. You guys go to church, I'm staying home.
And why did you say that?
No, I will say that will be, well, because she insists that she has to drive. And so I just won't go with them wherever they go. I won't go if they want to drive.
And what happens?
She wants to drive.
And what happens if you tell her, no, you're not going to drive, I'm driving? What happens?
She insists that she has to drive.
But what happens if you say you're not driving, I'm driving? What does she do when you tell her that? Do you let her drive?
Okay.
So it's like, are you saying that when she insists on it, you give in to her insisting on it?
Yeah, and I see what you're saying is that I just have to say I'm driving. That's the bottom
right.
Done deal then.
And then if she said, well, I'm not going with you, just say, oh, okay, bye, and leave her at home.
Right. Very good. Okay, that answers it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but don't get angry. Because the evil spirit in her want you to argue with her. Do not argue with her.
Right.
Just say, no, I'm driving. And she said, well, if you drive, I'm not going to church. You just say, okay, well, you stay home. I'll see you later.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Sean, I asked Sean to call back from yesterday. She's calling back. Sean, thank you for calling back. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Sean.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I think because when I turned it on, the program yesterday, it was one of the callers was speaking to you about the Bible as a foundation, and you were asking them, you know, how did they know that the Bible is a foundation to knowing God?
Right.
And then it went over to y'all spoke about homelessness, and I think that's where I ended with you. I was talking about this, you know, when you said the Bible was a compilation, that's my word, compilation of letters, which I...
Right, the Bible is a book that the disciples were writing letters to one another from different places, and they were just letters, and somebody decided to put those letters in a book form entitled it Bible. And then they made the Christians, so-called Christians, believe that the Bible is the Word of God, the infallible Word. And now the Christians, being the atheists that they are now believing in the Bible and not in God at all.
Okay, that's where I could see most people. That's where I was... I didn't understand where you were coming from because I didn't know that that was the perspective that you took the Bible. I didn't know that.
Did you know that the Bible was just a bunch of written letters?
Well, what about the supernatural aspects of it?
There's nothing supernatural about the Bible.
You really?
All right.
Okay, what about prophecy?
You can test this. Okay, put the Bible on your desk and leave it there and see if anything supernatural come from it.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I don't mean that way. Okay, they said it was said that, and it can be proven if somebody research it on their own through history. It said that a lot of the people from the text of the Bible, the word, I'm gonna say the word, because people say the Bible and the word. So I'm gonna just choose to say the word today. The word. They said that some of these people, they did not live in the same lifespan. They live hundreds of years, away from each other, and from then it perfectly came together because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Men wrote it, yes, but okay, like from this aspect, Luke was a doctor. He was a physician, just like you're a radio host. Luke was in the book of Luke. He's right. A doctor. Right. Let me see. Okay, Paul was a persecutor of Christians. He literally used to hunt down Christians and kill them because he hated them.
Right.
But it wasn't until he had it on his spiritual experience with the Father to see that he's real.
And that's what happens when anyone who has anger, which is hatred, is a murderer. And angry people crucify other people. They kill other people's spirits. They kill them physically. But when they forgive, drop that anger, then they love human beings rather than hating human beings.
Yeah, so those four books, Matthew, Mark, Mark, Luke, and John, I had read some of it one day to see what somebody was speaking of. Just like, say, for instance, you're telling about the time you were with Jesus, when Jesus in the flesh, when he put himself in the flesh, walked with them on this planet Earth. Each one is telling it from their own way, how they talk.
Right.
Just like how we would do today. One person may tell a little more detail than the other one.
Yes.
The other one might tell. I wanted to know, okay, now that I know how you your perspective, what you believe the Bible is, I didn't know that before.
You didn't, well, you, who did, is, go ahead.
Who is Jesus, in your, and I'm just asking from your own personal perspective. Who is Jesus to you? What is your definition of who Jesus is?
Jesus is my brother. He is the son of God and my brother.
Because some people will ask, if Jesus, because I was asked this before, do you believe that Jesus is God? And, well, I can only repeat what the Word says, is that because he's referred to as the Word, and they say the Word became flesh and walked amongst men. And then that, I think John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Let me ask you, because of time, do you believe Jesus is God or the Son of God?
Well, he referred to different names. He even referred to the Son of Man, the Son of God, Son of Man.
Do you believe that Jesus is God or the Son of God?
Well, if I go by what John 1:1 said, it said that he is God.
Say he is God.
Okay, was God.
It doesn't say he was God. What?
In John 1:1.
Uh-uh.
There would be...
So, do you believe Jesus is God or the Son of God?
You know, that's a question I've been asked that before. And people ask you to see what your response is.
Uda. Hold on, Uda.
I can't.
Hold on. You sound just like my Aunt Uda. Hold on, Uda. Back in a moment.
Now, I totally
disagree. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, I'm going to get back to my Aunt Uta in a minute here. Hold on, Aunt Uta. I know this is Uta. It sounds so much like my aunt. A couple announcements. The Hake Report coming up at right after this show, at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com at 9 a.m. And he has a guest today. Who is your guest?
Krishan the Don of the Misfit Nation.
He's the guy that tells the truth about the blacks.
He does.
And he is black, right?
I mean, he's part Jamaican. If you want to, he doesn't count that as black.
Oh, he doesn't?
Right. Most Jamaicans, he tells me, don't consider themselves black.
They think they're white?
No, it's just they don't think that they're the black Americans.
They think they white. That's what black are. They think they black?
They think they Jamaican, man.
Is that different than being black?
Different from black American.
Nobody want to be like the black people.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be like the white man.
Yep.
Even the Asians. But anyway, at 9 a.m., the HakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 12 noon, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. Interesting discussion with Annie Mayfield. She is a Generation Z Christian, an author, and entrepreneur. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
And so do you have perfect peace now?
My peace is in Jesus, and I can ask to receive his peace and not feeding myself with the fear of what's not yet happened. I also want to know God, not just know about God.
And so were women created to be leaders or to follow?
I can't answer that question.
Is abortion right or wrong?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Did you vote for the great white hope?
I'm not going to answer that question.
What a mess! At 12 noon today, very interesting. And support The Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate. Thefallenstate.tv/donate. All right? And come to church on Sunday. All are invited. Amazing fellowship. And people come in from around the world to be a part of the fellowship. Isn't that amazing? We are located in L.A., West L.A. area. Pico and La Hacienda. La Cienega. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Doors open at 10:30. And last but not least, the American Anchor, baby. the American anchor baby on fire. She's on fire. The American anchor baby is on fire. Flying high. Not off fentanyl. Not off pot. But natural energy given to him by God. Y'all don't know this, and I don't know if I should tell you this or not. And maybe you've already become aware, because I'm pretty sure you've seen this person on his show. Says all guys show their girlfriends and their wives on their shows at some point. The anchor baby has a beautiful girlfriend. A beautiful girl, and she looked like Cher. But better than Cher. She just died. She just got her hair black, all black now. But she looked like Cher. She's so cute. But I'm sure you've had her on your show before, right, Nick?
No.
You never had her all this time?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding?
I don't know who you're talking about.
No. Huh?
That would be
the
beginning.
Oh,
hold on. What? Go.
That would be the beginning of the end.
Why has he had Alyssa on his show? Everybody show off their woman on their show. And his woman's so beautiful, he should have all plastered all over there.
That's why I got this new camera. Just let me set it up.
Maybe he's scared that she won't obey him on camera.
Do you try to force her to obey you?
I tell her, you have to. She'll be like, why? And I said, just because.
There you go.
Got home from a long day. You still take care of the kids.
Don't you know
you
Jesse
give her
said?
A break.
I tell her, Jesse said I don't have to take care of the kids. I'm the man.
Let her go to the bathroom, to the shower, have some dinner. She need a break too. What the? But she's pretty. Very pretty. And very nice. And she love Bond. Amazing. But the anchor baby, natural energy given to him by the, I'm surprised you never had it on your shoulder. But you don't have to. That's up to you. So don't run and get her now. At 4 p.m. Pacific time, the American anchor baby. All right. Let me go quickly back to the phones. I'm going to get in as many calls and super chats and all that. Let me go back to my Aunt Uta.
You know, like when we were saying the supernatural aspect.
Yes.
Like when they say about prophecy, that if you research it, they say that there were certain things. Most of the prophecies have been fulfilled. Now we at the Book of Revelation, but the thing is, they were saying that the prophecies that were told, you know, you could actually research it historically, were told way up ahead of time. And that's one of the ways that you can tell that the Bible is true, by the prophecies that were told by some of the prophets and stuff way back thousands of years ago, and they've taken place. You can actually mark off or find a book that shows you what prophecies have already taken place.
I can tell you right now, 1,000 years from now, what's going to happen.
Right.
May I tell you?
What it is?
Human beings will still be evil. Some of them will have overcome, and they will be of love, and their light will shine on earth, and they will do amazing things. But most human beings are going to be evil, and hell will be displayed on earth. But those who have overcome anger will be free, and they will have perfect peace right here on earth, because they will live. They will live from the kingdom of heaven within.
Did you hear about that NASA thing, the NASA, the space agency, just about a couple of, I forget how many years ago, but not too long. But they were talking about it on the radio, and NASA couldn't find they can calculate time. They can go back and calculate time, you know, in space. And they said that they found a segment of time missing, and the amount of time that was missing was probably like maybe probably around about 15 minutes, about 15 minutes time, they couldn't account for in their calculation. Like, we're doing 1 + 1 = 2, and they can do this with the days and the nights and the stars and the constellations. Well, a man called in to that, whatever, NASA, whatever show, and he said, I can tell you where that segment of time went. Open up your Bible. And he said, look in it, Joshua, who was under Moses, he said that Joshua is in the Bible. They were having a battle, fighting, and it was getting dark. So Joshua them was overcoming their foes, fighting, but by getting dark, they started losing. So he cried out to God that for God knew what he was crying out to him for. He stopped. He didn't let the sun set come. It was about 15 minutes that he called, that it didn't get dark at the time that it would get dark within the 15 minutes. And that's what the man said. Now, that's related to nature, day, it's in creation, everything is related. He said, he told the man, the people at NASA, he said, if you go to your Bible and you look that up, they would find that battle of Joshua when there's something about Joshua.
Yeah. But let me just say this because of time, Una. The Bible, I recommend people read the Bible, but not to remember. Read it. Pick it up and read it. Put it down. And not to remember it. Bible has been rewritten over and over and over again. And
by translators.
Right. And because human nature is evil, you can't, everything in the Bible is not true, right? And it's been interpreted by evil people over and over again. And God did show us love by writing the word upon our hearts. The word made flesh. So it's inside of us, and when you enter into the kingdom from within, you still read the Bible sometimes, but you're going to live by the word of God in your heart. The word made
so simple.
Right. You're going to live that way.
A child can understand it.
Absolutely. How old are you?
Oh, I may sound like I'm older than you, but I'm actually in my 50s.
Oh, and you're not in Georgia right now. You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida.
And you don't know my Aunt Uta?
No. No.
Mr. Saba?
Mr. Saba?
Saba,
no.
Scott. Okay, all right.
That's his name.
'Cause you sound just like my aunt. But listen, I got it wrong. Will you call me again?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, call me again, all right?
Thank you, because you've given me some, I mean, by me not knowing how you, or anybody, it could be anybody, but I guess you have to ask each individual, what's your perception on this? But I know, some people have been taught different ways or whatever, but, but most people are not going to open the Bible themselves. They're going to go by what they're told.
And, absolutely.
So the research on.
Nice. Call me again. I got to run because of time, all right?
Okay, all right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. I swear that my Aunt Uta. I want you to see how this white man told this bitch how the cow ate the cabbage. This is from, where is this from? Real
from
Clear
X.
Politics.
Yeah.
This bitch went off, and this white man, if we could find three more white men like that, we could save the country. Watch how he told her how the cow ate the cabbage. Watch this. From Real Clear Politics.
And I'd also just like to take a personal note of privilege to say, please keep Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s name out of your mouths.
Yes.
Your perversion of his words and his mission, when his children have asked you to stop invoking his name and perverting his work when he was a proud and unapologetic black man fighting for equality for black Americans and all marginalized people. So you all are entitled to your opinions, but not a denial of the facts. But I'm not surprised that you would deny American history. A colleague across the aisle invoked the phrase of, we must do everything to stop government-sponsored oppression. Well, I've just enumerated numerous examples, which is exactly why we have legislation and an executive order to reverse this harm. And that is why I'm committed to opposing this bill and urge my colleagues to do the same.
And here, where's the guy responding to her? And what's his name? I don't have it on my... What? Clay Hagan responded to her. Watch this.
I thank my colleague, and I appreciate my Democrat colleague for exemplifying exactly the kind of oppression of freedoms that we're referencing. How about we'll quote whoever we want to quote? How about that's my First Amendment right? That's exactly the kind of baked-in oppression. Like, how dare a white Republican quote Martin Luther King? We actually had a congressman say that just now in this committee. Well, and thank you, good lady, for once again exemplifying the type of oppression that we stand against. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
Order, order. Mr. Higgins has the floor.
And we will quote who we please to quote.
A disgrace.
And we will continue to speak freely because now I'm a veteran. That's the country that I serve. That's the Constitution I sworn allegiance to. And that oath has no expiration date. I will fight for it with my last life's blood. For my right to speak freely and yours, good lady, you will never hear me saying, how dare you quote anybody you please to quote. And that exemplifies, America, precisely the type of institutional oppression that my colleague, Mr. Cloud's bill, for which I'm an original co-sponsor, hopes to push back against.
Those are the kind of white people I grew up around. He told that black, bald-headed, evil bitch who have no business in our government how the cow ate the cabbage. You got to stand up to these people. Don't be afraid they are evil. Don't be afraid of evil. And these black ones that get on in government, they like are nasty because they think the white man's not going to speak up to them. Good for her, for him. Now, I grew up with white people like that. Those are the kind of white people I'm used to. Not these little scary white people. You're going to call me racist. You're going to try to take my stuff. I ain't going to say nothing. I feel sorry for slavery. I'm sorry. That's going to get you two hoops of a holler from hell. Amazing. Nice. Mary is the first time caller out of Columbus. No, out of Marie. What about Mary? Marie is a is out of L.A. Marie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you, Jesse. I'm from California. I'm from Los Angeles. I've spoken to you in the past.
Right on. Welcome.
Hi, I'm a black American, and I want to say, Jesse, I'm so happy that Trump got in office again.
Right on.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you know, I think that immigrants have just got way too comfortable being disrespectful and just eating off the plate of Americans.
Absolutely.
And I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it.
Absolutely.
And that whole FBI thing that they're that witch hunt that they're doing in Columbus, Ohio. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. So and when I heard what was happening in Columbus with the whole KKK, no, you may not take away my freedom of speech.
That's
because
right.
What I've noticed is that immigrants can get a passing to be criminals, to insult people, speak in their own languages. We don't know what they're talking about. And the minute we sit here and they use black people as props to say, oh, the KKK called us this, call them back a nigger then. Who cares? Call them back a nigger. I realize that white people are
you don't call them niggerara.
Exactly. But you know, I have more issues with immigrants and their racism than I have with white people.
Yes.
So yes. To me, they just want to take away our freedom of speech and you know what? Call them back, insult them back. But you will not take away my freedom to cuss you out, okay? or talk crap to you. Get strong. You know, this whole, if they want to protect black people, if that guy, that governor or that mayor, whatever he is, he wants to protect black people, let him pass a hate crime bill for black people. But he didn't. So yeah. they are okay with insulting us. They're okay with us being discriminated against as long as it doesn't hurt their pockets. And so what they're trying to do now is use this black person and say, we're going to try to go after him. No, don't go after him. Let these people fight their own battles. But Trump 2024, and I don't always agree with you, but I damn sure agree with you today that this is some madness. And a lot of these people, they need to go and fight their own battles. If you're an immigrant, you came here illegally, you got to take what comes to you. You don't have a right to pick and choose and cherry pick. You got to take it all. Take it from the top and then in the bottom. And that's all I have to say. But I'm tired of this.
Thank you, Maria. I'm glad you called and you got it off your chest. I can see clearly now the rain is gone now that the great white hope is in the White House. Thank you, Maria.
And also these black people, they will come back to God. Martin Luther King was actually... his family was a Republican, but he went to go chase after that woman that didn't want him. So then he started fighting for his rights to be black all of a sudden. So,
Maria,
I
hate
it there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got to remember. Call me again.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Hey, tell us about that woman first.
Cecile Richards.
Cecile Richards
got a Presidential Medal of Freedom. This was a tip from Big Bump, by the way.
A smart black man.
Yeah. This week, Crooked Joe Biden, the president, so-called, awarded the Medal of Freedom to Cecile Richards, former Planned Parenthood president, according to The Hill. And during the private ceremony, Biden said Richards, Cecile, led some of our nation's most important civil rights causes to lift up the dignity of workers, defend and advance women's reproductive rights and equality, and mobilize Americans to exercise their power to vote. That woman was the head of Planned Parenthood from 2006 to 2018, 12 years.
Amazing.
Longer than a whole bunch of people lately. And she has brain cancer now.
There she is. We have a picture of her.
Yeah, she has brain cancer similar to what Joe Biden's son, Biden, died of.
Amazing.
And the prognosis, or whatever that is, how long you're expected to last is like a year.
Where do you get that from, that she had brain cancer?
The Hill.
Amazing.
That little report.
Cecile Richard used to be my boss. I worked for Cecile Richard when I worked for the union. I worked for the union. They hired me. I worked for the hospital first. I was such a good union steward. The union hired me to work for them to organize hospitals and places like that. And Cecilia was my boss. Can you imagine that? And Ann Richards was her mama. And Ann Richards from Tessa ran against George Bush. And she like, don't blame George Bush. He was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She was like governor of Texas at one time or something like that. But Cecile was my boss. You know what I mean? What the? She got old, but she's still pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Super chat.
All right. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Pablo says, hey, Jesse and the team, hola. Where is Elijah Cummings now?
I rest my case.
I was wondering, why don't y'all make a couple stickers with Jesse having a hard hat or welding helmet and saying, oh, the wall going up. Have an amazing Friday.
Oh,
and
the wall going up. Thank you.
Thank you, Pablo. We do have a wall going up shirt, but we need the visuals. Nice idea.
Yeah.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Jesse is forgetting the past good.
Yes.
I'm forgetting the past.
Yeah, forget about, because the past doesn't exist anymore. It's just a thought. It's an illusion. Amazing.
very generous 20 coffees from Gen C. No message.
Thank you.
Token Tico bought three coffees, hey, Jesse? Other than the gift of discernment, what other spiritual gifts from God have you been blessed with? Also, there's not much about music in the Bible, and today's music is of the devil. What should I sing? How do I overcome my ego from holding my tongue around other people? God bless.
Overcome your anger. Overcome the anger and the spirit of the Father who takes away your anger, the spirit of anger, which is evil, he will also take away that old nature. Amazing. Thank you.
Nate Savage, three copies. When will you interview or go to such and such in somewhere?
I'll check it out.
Thank
Amazing.
You for the
Thank
request.
You. Yeah.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. Jesse, why are you promoting this gold investment when you should be selling land in heaven? Have your experts do research. There's a church selling land in heaven. What the?
Land is right here on earth. Why not? Heaven is right here on earth. Why not go to heaven while you live? Why must you wait until you die? Amazing. Thank you.
A very generous 30 coffees from Tim. Thanks for everything as always. Glad you guys elected Trump again. All the best from the UK.
Right on. Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio. Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Ronnie.
Do you do what is right? If so, how do you know? Much love and happy Friday.
You do what's right without even thinking about it, Ronnie. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesus, Prince Lorian on Cash App for church.
That's right. Amazing.
MP says, forgive me, Jesse, I don't care about rich people getting burglarized.
Well, you should love all people, rich and poor, good and bad. Your evil friends, right? Don't hate them. Wish them well.
20 coffees from Gen C. Good morning, JLP Universe. I once heard somebody say in this about life. Life is like we're watching games in ESPN, waiting on pins and needles to see what happens next. God is watching ESPN Classic. He's seen the game. I already know what's going to happen. Have a great weekend. Great fellowship on Sunday.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Nikki's coffee. My problems aren't real because they're subjective to the person I believe myself to be. I don't have problems. I am the problem. I, quote unquote, keep getting in my own way.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you.
Lilacs in New York on X. You were so right, Jesse. I've been listening to you the past year. The more I release this anger, I had no idea I was possessed. The more I feel the love. Thank you.
All human beings are possessed. Anyone that has anger is possessed with evil spirits, and they are evil. Let the anger go. You can be free. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries one, no message with the diamond.
Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey there, Jesse. I tell my husband, never let a woman drive. He insists on me, but he insists on me driving. Then he complains the whole time because I'm a horrible driver. Oh, well, have a good weekend.
Right on. Hey, thank you.
30 coffees from Vince and Jesse. You're an amazing individual. Thank you for all you do. XOXO kiss hug.
And thank you for your help to help us to help others. Thank you for your donations.
Shout out to the DLive contributors. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. The Hate Report is coming up now. Get on the street and narrow. See you there. I'll see you Sunday. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe,